Hi, cool people. It has been a minute. We keep talking about consistency, and I know that one day we're going to get it right. I just know that we will get it right. If this is your first time clicking this button, listening to this podcast, I promise you it is not just a coincidence. Trust me, you would understand by the time we're done with this podcast. And yes, guys, I'll just go straight into the intro. Who I am, my name is Amaka Bella Ada. People call me different names. And yes, I am your host for Giving Mental Health a Voice, this podcast. And I'm also your host for Conversations with Bella and the founder of the Unveil Mental Health Awareness Foundation. So yes, now I guess you know briefly about me. And yes, you are at the right place. Trust me, because you would understand why I keep saying you're at the right place. Before we start, our regulars here already know what it is. I always like to start every session, every episode with something I feel is very important for this session to happen. And that is giving honor to whom honor is due. I wear my faith like a badge, as I should. And I like to thank God Almighty, who's the anchor of my faith. And I like to thank my Lord and Savior for giving me this opportunity. God, I thank you. Jesus, I am grateful. I thank you for this opportunity to speak to this beautiful, pleasant soul today. And I pray that as you listen, that Lord heals your heart, that Jesus visits every corner of your heart to heal everything, to mend everything that has been broken. And I pray that you find peace, absolute peace, because there's nowhere else it comes from but through Jesus. Amen. Amen, guys. Oof. How are you guys doing? Like, how are you doing? You guys know what I mean, but like, how is life stuff? I actually would really love us to have one-on-ones, because sometimes when I open this podcast and I see 300 plays, 400 plays, I'm like, wait, what? And we are not talking, and you guys are not sending me messages. We've become a family. It's been 3 years, guys. If you don't know my Instagram, it's at BellaE34. So hop on that space and send me a message and let's get talking. Before we start our podcast for today, I'd just like to bring you guys to something really special happening today. I guess a lot of you already know, but today is World Mental Health Day. And I'm so excited because you guys know on here that that's like our second birthday. You know, it's a very important time for us. And today I was just thinking of something to, you know, basically just mark this day. It's not a coincidence that I'm recording today. It was actually like a motivation to jump on here and do what needed to be done, because I keep saying, oh, I will record the podcast. People ask me, when is the next time you're going to record another episode? But I'm glad that I can do this today, because this was just what I needed to talk. So today I'm going to talk about my mental health journey. And my point of sharing today is because you guys know I'm very big on basically being a safe space with myself, because it's something that I preach a lot. And most importantly, I also want the opportunity for you guys to feel like you are not alone. And to me, I think that one way to do that is basically by being able to be vulnerable myself. And yeah, guys, there's really nothing dramatic to share. It's basically just recounting, you know, how this mental health journey started, how far we've come, and an encouragement to anybody that needs it. And yeah, so I'll just go deep into it. For me, like, mental health or the becoming mentally aware started way back in 2019 when I first started my foundation, my podcast, and, you know, God bringing me to the light of mental health advocacy. I always see that it was a fate encounter, and I hold on strongly to it, because before 2019 I never really had, you know, an experience of mental health advocacy. But like I always say, I had a spiritual encounter in 2018, if you don't know and you're just listening. I had a spiritual encounter that brought me to my faith, and in that place, you know, I started to realize that who God had called me to be was buried in my experiences as a person. And you know, I do not particularly believe that God gives his strongest battles to, or gives his battles to his strongest, and I don't believe that, but I believe that God makes something beautiful out of the things that has happened in your life, because I know that definitely God is not an author of bad things. He doesn't let bad things happen to us. We live in this world, and the world is fallen, and the world has bad things. So definitely we would go through trials, but it doesn't mean that God doesn't love us. And for me, coming to that knowledge, or being in that space where I started to understand the love of God, basically brought me to a place where I understood that God can use anything to make you something. So when I started my when God put in my heart to start the Unveil Mental Health Awareness Foundation back in 2018, for me the idea was not just for me to help people heal, but also to go through, to start my healing process. And it's been onward since that moment till this very day sitting here. Back in 2019 when I first started, I started with a conference called Unveil, the light at the end of the tunnel. And for me, the whole idea was to have people come to a space where they could be bare, they could be vulnerable, because I am a big preacher of vulnerability. I believe that in life, the only way to embrace our true selves is to be vulnerable, is to be bare. I believe that in the place of vulnerability, a lot happens. Wounds get healed. I believe that if you haven't seen your vulnerable self, then you haven't seen your true self. Because if a person cannot stand before a mirror just being naked, being bare, then they haven't seen themselves. We need to be in that space, or we need to understand that there's nothing, there's absolutely nothing wrong with being bare. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being vulnerable. In fact, if you say that you care about someone and you haven't seen them be vulnerable before, then you really have to revisit it, because vulnerability is openness. And I understand that vulnerability looks like a whole lot of things. You know, when I say vulnerability, a lot of people believe that it has to look a certain way. I am very big on being able to be expressive in terms of, like, you know, just showing your emotions. For me, I'm such a big, you know, cry person, letting it all out. But I also understand that vulnerability looks different for a lot of people. But the most important thing is being open, being in that place where you confront your true self. And I think that everybody deserves that. And for me, I also think that it has played a very important role in, you know, my Christian journey. So back to my story, the whole idea of having that conference was for people to have a safe space where they were allowed to be vulnerable. And to me, that was what it was for me. I think that psychologically, everybody deserves to be in a place where they channel in, you know, what's going on in their mind, just seeing themselves through the image that the mirror cannot capture, like, you know, seeing their psychological welfare, just being there, just being present. And you know, having that event was like it proved to me that it was possible, that it was possible for people to have that safe space. So Unveil was born. And in years, it has evolved, you know. And for me as a person, I think in late 2020 or 2021, I started my journey of what I call wholeness. And for me, it was basically coming into the knowledge of God's idea of me being a whole person, understanding areas in my life where I felt like I needed to sit with God to discuss ways to mend those parts. It was places that I have shoved down, and trust me, my therapist said that one of my biggest skills is repressing. So I find a way to repress things a lot. And for me, that was an opportunity to basically just sit down and look at the areas in my life. And there are times, you know, doing that journey with God was very, doing that journey and still doing it with God is very important, because for me, it allows me to just come boldly to the throne of grace, just stay there with Christ and just, you know,
say those things to him that I feel that burden my heart, that weigh my heart down, and just allow him to give me the wisdom and direction to navigate through those different parts of my life. And also understanding that there is no shame in actually seeking help. There's no shame in actually, you know, seeking mental health professional advice, or, you know, just basically being in a space where I understand that, yes, God is taking care of me, but God also works in different ways. God could use anybody. God would use anything. And there's nothing wrong with being with a therapist if it's what I need, you know. And I started my journey through therapy, and in that journey of wholeness, and God actually just helped me to understand who I was, you know, helped me to understand who he had called me to be, and to see all these things that had been buried inside of me that was telling me a lie, you know, all the experiences that I felt like had somehow hindered me from seeing this beautiful person that God had designed me to be. And like I said, all of this was able to happen because I had seen, and coming to light or coming to God allowed me to see who my true self was and who God had called me to be, like who God had said about me. And God says, I'm this whole person. So whatever pain, whatever thing that I had experienced in the past definitely did not define me. You know, it wasn't who I was. It was who God had called me to be, was this person that was mapped out, created, beautiful and whole before him. And the moment that I started to see that, it made me understand that it was then important to basically not identify with that pain, to find a way to actually get out of that pain, controlling who I was. Because yes, we all have experiences. Yes, we've all been in a down place. Yes, we've all been in a place where, you know, we did not choose that battle. The battle came to us and we did not want it. But something I want you to understand is nobody is unredeemable. Nobody is in a space where, you know, they cannot become this. They are not unlovable. Everybody deserves a chance with God, deserves a chance with life. And being in that space allowed me to basically just open my heart up to healing, to start my heat. And as I grow, as I understand, I become more grateful to God. And there are times when, to be honest, I hate it. I hate it. Like, I feel like this story, this experience has robbed me of, you know, having this life that is plain and beautiful, but it's not always that rosy. It's not always everything that we imagine that life would be. There's no life without struggles. We live in this world and it's fallen. But the best way is to find purpose in Jesus. There's no life. There is absolutely no life outside Jesus. And if there's one person who is going to turn every single thing that you have experienced and make a beauty out of it, it is Jesus. So today, on this World Mental Health Awareness Day, I want to use this opportunity to avail you to take your pain, to bring it before God, to lay bare before God, to heal. And I understand that healing is probably a lifelong journey, but every day along the line, God is holding your hand, and the healing happens every day. The healing happens every day. God is going to walk you through it. God is going to make you whole. God is the only person that can make you whole. And today I'm calling you to just accept this walk with Christ, to just surrender, and to just allow God do what only him can do in your life and in your mental health. So once again, happy Mental Health Day. I am your host, Amaka Bella, and I am signing out. Until we see you again.